This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gentlemen, I've watched all the Republican presidential debates this year. I've covered them live on the air with the crew. But last night was undoubtedly the most revealing. It was not one of these canned, mindless debates we've seen the last few election cycles. A lot of key stuff came out. The fact that a lot of Republican neocons want World War III and are completely unstable and insane. I mean, even Hitler and Stalin didn't talk about launching giant wars publicly. They just did it. They didn't talk about giving other countries bloody noses or blowing up superpowers, aircraft, and just bizarre behavior. And Rand Paul really shined, in my view, last night. I thought he did a great job overall. I thought he spent too much time attacking Donald Trump, which is not a good move for him, obviously, with the electorate. But overall, he brought up a lot of really good points, was very aggressive. Defended internet freedom, talked about how, well, if you want World War III, elect Governor Kasich or elect Governor Christie. Really powerful information came out yesterday. We've got a bunch of clips we're going to be airing today, and we have several really informative guests joining us. James O'Keefe will join us for about 45 minutes of the next hour on huge developments investigating the Democratic Party and their ongoing criminal, mafia, organized crime, racketeering operations around the country, literally. Mr. Dent, Harry Dent, will be in studio with us today. He's here at a conference in Austin, Texas. He's going to be in studio with us on the Fed rate hike they say is coming, the economy, and more, with all his charts and the demographic cliff and the rest of it. And David Knight will be hosting the fourth hour with even more of the highlights of the debate last night as well. That said, we've got the House Dems push assault weapons ban, which they swore they wouldn't do. Two suspects of Paris-linked attacks arrested in a Austrian refugee center. Dutch museum renaming art for cultural sensitivity. And, of course, German court lets off Sharia police patrol in a major German city. These Sharia groups are on record in the U.S., England, and Germany and Sweden going around bossing people around. It's in the news, and they have all these world leaders like Merkel and Hollande and the mayor of London. In fact, we have that clip. We never played it yesterday, saying that none of this is happening. And, of course, those weren't terror attacks 2 weeks ago in San Bernardino. And London wasn't a terror attack, the last attack, and Paris wasn't a terror attack. And don't show women wearing burqas on TV, even though that's how they dress themselves when they machine gun people. Or hijab, hijabs, whatever you want to call it. I mean, it's just ridiculous. So that's all coming up. Big world news, big U.S. news, politics news, science news, economy news. It's massive. But the big story on Infowars.com, Trump exposes the Bush family's complicity in helping the bin Ladens escape on 9/11 while all other air traffic was shut down. We'll go out to break with a one-minute clip from my live coverage of this last night. Here it is. I mean, this is why Trump is so awesome. I mean, he really is awake to the new world order, supposedly behind the scenes. I'll just say that and leave it at that. Inside baseball, that's what I mean. Who else would come back like that at the Bushes and the Clintons calling them criminals?
And this the Saudis.
You guys go back to your live feeds. We've got to go back on the DVR, grab that, and play that clip again. That is sensational. That's what we should write about, is that Trump brings out the fact that the Bushes protected the bin Ladens.
Exactly.
They wanted to go after him, saying, you know, you want to go after the families of these ISIS members, and he's absolutely right. Well, should we protect him like your brother did?
Well, I mean, getting past arresting people's family members or going after him or whatever, and I'm not even endorsing that, is that Trump would come back with hardcore 9/11 truth, which is a fact.
Exactly.
All other aircraft are grounded. Everything else is shut down for 2 days. The bin Ladens are flying around getting out of the country.
when you had the World Trade Center go, people were put into planes that were friends, family, girlfriends, and they were put into planes and they were sent back for the most part to Saudi Arabia. They knew what was going on. They went
home. Coming back full clip.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason. Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Soon Christmas would have come and gone, and with it, 2015. Now is the time to give the gift of amazing health this Christmas and New Year season. Many of you have experienced or you've heard about the amazing benefits from the exclusive formulations available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now is your chance to share them with those you love and take advantage of free shipping and unprecedented specials. You will find the InfoWars Life Essentials Pack with X2 Super Male and Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver for 33% off on top of free shipping. You'll also find other specials like the Deep Cleanse Pack with Deep Cleanse, Oxy Powder, and Living Defense for 28% off and again free shipping. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. Read the 5-star reviews. See the informational videos. Add your friends and family members' addresses on checkout and we'll ship their gifts free directly to them. We're talking about game-changing gifts and they're all available with free shipping and massive discounts this Christmas season. InfoWarsLife.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge.
You've got it.
This coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you are a go.
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
The economist, former Bain Capital analyst, will be joining us in studio in the third hour. David Knight hosts the fourth hour. We have James O'Keefe of the Veritas, the Truth Project, with big breaking news and analysis joining us for part of the second hour. We'll also have open phones today. A lot of clips throughout the broadcast from what I think was the most powerful Republican debate yet. And the one back to before this at CNBC was totally dynamite because all the candidates unloaded on the controlled press and their deceptive, twisted questions meant to derail any attempt by the Republican Party or the American people to defeat Hillary Clinton. It was a true routing of them. They were like beaten wet dogs, reportedly, after the debate because no one groveled to their hoax. No one groveled to the media putting on its front. And watching on CNN last night, in the buildup in the hours before it, Anderson Cooper, the CIA officer, leading all the other little stuffed shirts up there, both male and female, he was excited. He was narcissistic. He was rocking back and forth in his seat. He had his best tie on. He had his best suit on. Why, they actually had an audience of tens of millions last night. His normal audience isn't even a half million during prime time. It's only when there's a mass shooting or an earthquake that a few people tune in. Gone are the days of 10, 20, 30 million viewers of CNN. They're down to 500,000 on their biggest shows. Same thing for MSNBC. So they got to do the attack dogging on CNBC now because it still has a little bit of an audience. Oh, but people don't buy into that, so their ratings go down. They have flatlined. And when they have a big debate like this, because there's so much interest, they have a dead cat bounce, as many as 40 million people. In fact, let's get the latest numbers. I didn't look that up this morning. I know some of the other debates have had 45, 50 million people tune in. This one was slated to have even more. That was a number I didn't look up. Can we look up the Nielsen's on this? Of course, Nielsen's been caught fluffing and pumping up the ratings for CNN and MSNBC, but, I mean, you've got to. Republican primary debate was likely third most watched ever, according to CNN. If you scroll down, they might give us the actual number. Drum roll, please. CNBC, 14 million. Fox Business averaged 13.5 million. Fox News averaged 25 million viewers. And CNN is estimating, drum roll, 15.3 million in their October debate. So there you have it. I don't think they even say, oh, they haven't released it yet. There you go. No wonder I don't know. So I guess they've got to figure that out off all the DVRs because that's where they get it from now. They know exactly roughly how many households, how many people watch. The point is, a lot of people watch, 20 million, 30 million. This is a big audience for them. This is the only time they get to imagine that they're still dominant. Are these rare events like blue moons? But it is on these blue moons they can still ram a hoax through. You had the deranged, drugged-out lunatic kill 9 innocent black people in cold blood, reportedly. So much stuff is staged, who knows? But let's just say it's true. It's outrageous. It's horrible. And the media got states to remove the rebel flag. Collectively, they blame gun owners. It was white people's fault. It wasn't white people's fault any more than the deranged loon who went and shot the camera people and the reporter. It's not black people's fault that some crazy black person did that. It's not my fault if Jeffrey Dahmer's white. He goes out and grabs black kids, white kids, Hispanic kids off the street and rapes them and eats them. He's a psychopathic killer. It's not my fault he tortured animals when he was a kid. It's not my fault. It's not my fault when a white person does something. It's not black people's fault that Idi Amin ate prisoners. By the way, it came on congressional testimony about ISIS eating people. By the way, they do that on video. They roast people. They eat their hearts. They eat their eyeballs to terrorize. And now it's come out that they roast the young girls. They rape and then murder, and then they roast them. So we're going to be getting into the roasting that the mainstream media makes fun of. Oh, nobody makes women wear a headdress in the Middle East. No one restricts free speech. There's no Stinger missiles. There's no TOW missiles. There's no terrorists in amongst the refugees. So that's what's coming up today. Now, before I go any further, let's just read over some of the headlines that are at InfoWars.com with the video clips that are just bombshell. Trump exposed how Bush family helped bin Laden's escape after 9/11. Bombshell. While air traffic was shut down across the United States for 2 days, the president allowed the bin Ladens to be flown out of the country to safety on more than 15 flights. Now, I've covered this from the day it happened. It was in the Miami Herald and other papers. They would actually have people get on TV back in 2001, 2002, 2003, and they would say that I was a liar and this was a conspiracy theory, hoping you wouldn't go look up NBC News, ABC News, CBS News, Fox News, the Miami newspapers. I mean, it was in 5 or 6 big papers. McClatchy covered it. out of Florida. It was on all the TV stations because people were there protesting as they were getting on their jets. This was an evacuation of the bin Ladens who the Bushes were having dinner with the morning or breakfast with at the arms summit at their table at the Carlyle Group on the morning of 9/11. And they had dinner with them 2 days before. That's why I conflate those two. And we're talking about the folks directly involved in all this. The bin Ladens were given multi-billion-dollar U.S. contracts in the Middle East to build military bases and put in air conditioning the day after 9/11. So the point is that Trump is planning to use 9/11 truth on Jebi. And I told you that, and I told you that before Trump did it, and I've told you that after Trump did it, because I've been told by little birdies that this is the case. And let me tell you something. I went from really liking Trump to really knowing he's for real last night in my gut. Not perfect, a loose cannon in some respects, but actually isn't actively evil against this country, which is a big difference from Jeb Bush and Hillary, who are true agents of evil. Whenever, in fact, I want to find this clip. It's in their whole exchange. Whenever Jeb Bush looks at him and says, "You will never be president." And he cuts out a little friendly boy. "Hey, kids, get in my white van. I got candy." "Oh, hi, I'm the friendly little old man. Oh, hi. Oh." People hate that goofiness because they know it's fake. He cut out of that and he goes, "Listen." I think you probably just found the clip typing in. Jeb Bush tells Trump he will never be president. He goes, "You will never be president." And that's because they own the fraudulent delegates, and his people are bragging. "We don't care if we have 1% of the vote. He will get the nomination in a broker convention." They are bragging about this. That's the elitism of these people. Let's go ahead and go to the exchange, though, between the two, where they bring up the fact that Trump said he'd go after terrorist families. Here it is.
"That's Jacob from Georgia Tech. Recently, Donald Trump mentioned that we must kill the families of ISIS members. However, this violates the principle of distinction between civilians and combatants in international law. So my question is, how would intentionally killing innocent civilians set us apart from ISIS?"
Mr. Trump, we have to be much tougher. We have to be much stronger than we've been. We have people that know what's going on. You take a look at just the attack in California the other day. There were numerous people, including the mother, that knew what was going on. They saw a pipe bomb sitting all over the floor. They saw ammunition all over the place. They knew exactly what was going on. When you had the World Trade Center go, people were put into planes that were friends, family, girlfriends, and they were put into planes, and they were sent back, for the most part, to Saudi Arabia. They knew what was going on. They went home, and they wanted to watch their boyfriends on television. I would be very, very firm with families. And frankly, that will make people think, because they may not care much about their lives, but they do care, believe it or not, about their families' lives.
Donald, this is Governor Bush. This is another example of the lack of seriousness. Look. This is troubling because we're at war. They've declared war on us,
this
and we need to have a serious strategy to
it.
Destroy ISIS.
The actual
but the idea that that is a solution to this is just crazy. It makes no sense to suggest this. Look, 2 months ago, Donald Trump said that ISIS was not our fight. Just 2 months ago. He said that Hillary Clinton would be a great negotiator with Iran. And he gets his foreign policy experience from the shows. That is not a serious kind of candidate. We need someone that thinks this through, that can lead our country to safety and security.
Mr. Trump, look, the problem is we need toughness. Honestly, I think Jeb is a very nice person. He's a very nice person, but we need tough people. We need toughness. We need intelligence, and we need tough. Jeb said when they come across the southern border, they come as an act of love.
You said in September 30th that ISIS was not
Or are you talking, Jeb?
I'm talking.
You can go back.
I'm talking.
You interrupted me,
September 30th,
Jeb. Are you going to apologize, Jeb? No. Am I allowed to finish?
Yes, one at a time.
Go
ahead, Mr. Trump.
So, again, I know you're trying to build up your energy, Jeb, but it's not your
matter.
Look, we need a toughness. We need strength.
Hardcore.
We're not respected as a, you know, as a nation anymore. We don't have that level of respect that we need. And if we don't get it back, we're just going to go weaker, weaker, and just disintegrate. We can't allow that to happen.
Bush, good
we
God.
Need
I'm leaving the country.
We don't have
so
it. When
I
Jeb
really
comes
I think
out
I'm
and he talks about
I,
the border,
think
I saw it, and I was witness to it, and so was everyone else, and I was standing there. They come across as an act of love. He's saying the same thing right now with radical Islam. And we can't have that in our country. It just won't work.
They run the Nazi wealth.
Governor Bush, Donald, you're not going to be able to insult your way to the presidency. That's not going to happen. And I do have the strength. Leadership is not about attacking people and disparaging people. Leadership is about creating a serious strategy to deal with the threat of our time. And I laid out that strategy before the attacks in Paris and before the attacks in San Bernardino. And it is the way that the way forward. We need to increase our military spending. We need to deal with a no-fly zone in Syria, a safe zone. We need to focus on building a military that is second to none so that we can destroy Islamic terrorism.
With Jeb's attitude, we will never be great again. That I can tell you. We will never be great again.
Now, I like how Trump has moderated his statement of go after their families. Kill them. It is true that that is the one tactic proven to work on Al-Qaeda, is they say, we got your 10-year-old son, and we're going to start torturing him if you don't give us all the info. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and others spilt their guts at that point and confessed to bombing buildings that were built after they were in prison. They waterboarded him hundreds of times. Was it 200 plus? One from memory? They said, we're going to torture your son now. We're going to do it, and we're going to videotape it. He said, okay, I'll just say whatever you want. That's the problem, though. You get fake confessions with that, and if you don't fund the terrorists to begin with, you don't have to then go fight them later. But see, that's your excuse to get into Afghanistan and control the trillions in the last decade of opium. It went from 6% of world production to 93% within 2 years. Oh, we really liberated Afghanistan, folks. Totally staged. But see, Trump is in a learning process here. It is true, though, if you prosecute the families who obviously know, the dad of this guy said, my son had pledged allegiance to ISIS. Let me tell you, if my son pledged allegiance to ISIS, hypothetically, and I couldn't stop it, and he was really saying that, I would have to report him because I don't want him getting killed in something. Of course, he wouldn't. I'd probably do something else. I'm not going to say it. But the point is that, you know people are building pipe bombs. You know they're about to pull a jihad, and the whole family is coming around the house, and you don't do anything about it? That's called aiding and abetting is what that's called. And I totally agree. You got to prosecute people's families if the evidence shows they knew about it so people think twice. Because believe me, if they knew mommy and daddy were going to get locked up for life sentences for aiding and abetting an act of terrorism and murder and mayhem, they won't do it 99% of the time. But these people love to think of themselves as heroes. They don't like their lives. They're mad at the good-looking women at the office, mad she's got to wear the headdress at a subconscious level, but can't break her conditioning. She's all crazed because, I mean, you know, she's not the prettiest lady around. I've seen some beautiful Arabic women, but this lady ain't it. She looks like a 60-year-old, you know, fat Arabic man or something. I mean, you know, I'm sorry. She's ugly. She looks like the Loch Ness Monster. She wants to go kill all the hot chicks at work. That's what happened. And now I got to get my guns up because some freaks you brought in this country want to go around shooting people? No! 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 Go stay in your third world hellhole. Be chained up, get beat up, get raped all day. You love it. Gloria Steinem, go move over there with all these other people. I'll be honest with you. The women in my family are all spoiled rotten and I love it. But they love me. But I tell you, there's a lot of spoiled, rotten women in this country that think the liberals and the media and the CIA and the social engineers are your friends. They hate your stinking guts, women. They want you working 70 hours a week with no pension, no future, no kids, no husband. Pump full of sterilants and thinking you're free. And the very same scum selling you this whole agenda, Miss Magazine, run by the CIA, declassified, did it to make sure you were all alone. They're the same ones that want to put you under this type of garbage and defend women not being able to drive cars and wearing hoods over their heads. I'm sorry, Richard, you just popped in my ear. Excuse me. Yeah, oh, yes, well, thank you. He has the, in fact, just pop on air whenever you want, bro. Most of the time, if you've got a clip for folks, you can just come on air. Let me ask you, Richard, last night covering the debate, working on the debate, being up here, doing a, you know, putting in a great 14 hours yesterday, the whole crew here at InfoWars News Center. What did you think? Because this is unscripted. I don't know what you think of the debates. What did you think of the debates when we have the clip of Jeb saying, you will never be president? That was a direct threat where he shows the real Bush look of crazed, hardcore, original gangsters. You talk about James Bond villain, Superman villains, baby, they're it. That whole milk toast, they like to eat hamburgers and play golf and watch football games and eat their boogers on TV. You know, most of them get caught doing that. These people are absolute total evil. They are the Democrats' answer to the Republican Party. They are Rockefeller Republicans, Democrats in the 60s that couldn't take over, and so they infiltrated the Republican Party. And John Boehner and all the rest of them are enemies of this country. And, of course, Boehner's gone now, but I bring that up because these are the scum. This is why we can't get change. This is why we can't cut taxes. This is why we can't turn our coal power plants back on. I obsess on that, folks, because our energy prices have basically doubled for electricity the last 7 years. That has crippled us. No one will build factories here because you cannot compete with India and China and Mexico and 160-plus other countries. And I'm not against India and China and Mexico. But you know what? We're going to have power plants, too. We're going to have cheap energy. We're going to have a level playing field when we take this country back. Do you understand that? Get it through your heads. You call me a terrorist, a right-winger, because I don't want to screw our country over? I'm a patriot. I'm a libertarian. I'm a classical liberal. You people are part of a fruitcake cult. Let me settle down for a minute. Richard, I'm sorry. Go ahead and give us your take on the debate.
I would say Trump had a pretty strong showing, but for me, Rand Paul really won the night. I like how he referenced the Bill of Rights birthday. I like how he referenced the Constitution multiple times. And Trump's understanding of the internet seems lacking, saying that he's going to shut down particular parts. That just doesn't sit very well with me.
Well, I tend to agree with you, but I think it's refreshing that Trump is out of control and obviously not controlled by anybody. I think him coming on the show illustrates that further. Would you rather have a wild man who at least wants us to be successful, or would you become a dangerous man on a white horse, or would you rather have a Medusa on a green, pus-filled horse, or would you rather have a demonic, vampiric, socialist, communist goblin like Bernie Sanders hopping around like an evil golem, or would you rather have Jeb Bush, a psycho ghoul, the head of the Bush crime family, the one that's anointed, the one that's loved by Daddy Bush, and the whole stinking Yale takeover army? I mean, you know, what do you do, Richard?
That's quite a spread there. I think I'd like somebody who is strong, of course, is bold, wants to change things, definitely not Democratic, but somebody who is going to do something in my interests. That's what I'm voting for.
Somebody that is a nationalist and thinks about policies that will help the country, which we could easily do. Absolutely.
Big changes need to happen.
When I come back, I want to talk to CJ. I want to talk to anybody else in there that has comments. Nico, whoever. I just want to talk to the crew. I want to talk to the listeners as well. But right now, let's start getting some more of these clips. Here is a clip where we see the real face of little Jebby. I mean, these people are a pack of bank swindlers, SNL scammers, just like John McCain and the Keating Five. I mean, these are real mafia dons. These are hardcore folks. The Bush family under Prescott Bush, Senator Bush, literally was the head lawyer at Brown Brother Harriman managing Nazi assets in North America, Central America, South America, and German shipping companies, and helped cover up worldwide German Nazi front companies during and after World War II. And then they managed that money and doled it out to Central and South American Nazis. You know why they have 200,000-acre ranches in South America, multiple ones, with military bases and helicopter pads? See, in James Bond movies, where do they live? This is it, folks. These are the real deal. Okay, let's go ahead and go out to break with Jeb Bush going crazy. Here it is.
This is a tough business
to run for president. You're a tough guy, Jeb.
And we need to have a leader that is
real tough.
You're never going to be president of the United States by insulting your way to
the
presidency.
Let's see, I'm at 42 and you're at 3, so far I'm doing better.
Doesn't matter.
So far I'm doing better. You know, you started off over here, Jeb. You're moving over further and further. Pretty soon you're going to be off the end.
This doesn't do a thing.
That's good. That's another time he said it. It's before that where he goes, you will never be president. And I mean, because he's got the delegates. He's going to swindle everything like he's been doing since 1938. By the way, the whole Nazi thing was so big he could bring down the whole government. That's why they gave him a pass. They let him off. It was so big. It's too big to fail. Stay with us. We'll be right back on our show.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We have been fighting this war tirelessly with you at our side, day in and day out, exposing the ludicrous lies and criminal operations of the globalists, and we're starting to see big effects. And the word is getting out. The globalists want to make us dependent. And as Napoleon famously said, an army marches on its stomach. Ammunition, food, and supplies form the backbone of any offensive, including the info war. And our enemies admit they're losing the info war.
We are in an information war, and we are losing that war.
With this in mind, we have held strong to our principles and the decision to refuse any money from globalists or government. We are funding our crusade against tyranny the old-fashioned way, with pure free market, free will capitalism. Visit InfoWarsStore.com today or call 888-253-3139 and take advantage of free shipping right through December 18th and get your order before Christmas. May God bless you and your family and keep us strong as we forge ahead in this battle for humanity.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
A little bit better than I used to be because I'm alive. Live wire. That's why I like Donald Trump, because he's a live wire. He's shaking things up. He's bringing up scores of topics nobody dare touch. He's attacking head-on political correctness. He's not apologizing. He's shaking the tree. Come on, baby. It's time to wake up. It's time to get aggressive. That's how you make a change. That's how you stand up to these crooks. All day they tell you, sit down, shut up, go along with the system, you're going to be okay. Well, the system has broken its social contract with the people. Infowars.com is the main news website. PrisonPlanet.com is the main backup site. We're on Facebook with 3 million likes, 1 million on one of the channels, about 16 channels or 17 channels total. Our big YouTube channel's got about 600 million views and a million subscribers. But if you add all of our YouTubes together, just our sites alone, it's over a billion. You add all the others, we got about 5 billion views on YouTube, which is very, very, very exciting. You can subscribe there and see basically about 90% of our content for free. Or you can also decide to try to help us produce the content to give it to the dumbed down masses to wake them up. And now is the time to sign up at PrisonPlanet.tv and see the news live, see the special events live, see all the great ebooks, read the ebooks, see all of my films in HD, see archive material not available anywhere else. Normally, $54.95 for a year. We give you a couple months off free when you sign up normally. So it's $54.95, but it's $36.50 right now. That's 6 months free off the regular price for a year. You pay for 6 months, you get the other 6 months free, and here's the best part. 20 people can use the same username simultaneously. And if you go there and you're locked out, thank your lucky stars that 20 people off of $5.95 a month membership, it's less than that right now, but on average that's what it costs, are actually tuning in and waking up and downloading the films and burning them to disk and saving them on your hard drive, because a lot of censorship's coming. We're battling the censorship. We're offensive about 80% of the time, but defensively we're archiving things. We're prepared to go low-tech, whatever it takes, if they really clamp down on the Internet with Obama's kill switch that I guess Emperor Trump might use if he got into power. He's been clarifying that's not what he means, but he needs to clarify further. So, PrisonPlanet.tv, PrisonPlanet.tv. Every Christmas for the 15 years we've had PrisonPlanet.tv, we're basically 5 months is free. This time we're doing 6 months free for the next year, $36, and then you can share that username with friends and family. Be sure it's a username that isn't for your other stuff, but obviously, probably up to 50 people, and then hope 20 use it. But if you wake up 5 people off a membership, that is invaluable. PrisonPlanet.tv. And then you're funding some of the crews, some of the cameras, some of the expenses, the bandwidth. Without PrisonPlanet.tv, we couldn't have built these new studios. We couldn't have done so much of the work. It's one of the key pillars that funds our operation. And I don't really talk about it enough. I just say, hey, InfoWars Nightly News, InfoWarsNews.com. But there's so much more than the news, so much more than the 4 hours of live coverage last night. It's an archive, it's an independent media center that your funding is absolutely integral. And then you can finish all your Christmas shopping or holiday shopping right now. Go get a year membership, send people the username, and say, hey, InfoWarsNews.com. See really cutting-edge live reports, documentaries, special reports. This is really a special site. Here's your subscription site. It cost me $36. Oh, ooh. And then hopefully they'll go watch it. Give it to enough people. A lot of them will. A lot of folks just listen to the free iPhone apps or free Droid apps, and they don't want to go spend the money. And I understand that. But if you do have the capital, you should become a PrisonPlanet.tv member. I'm going to leave it at that. I'm going to stop right there. Separately, if you order by Friday at noon, we can get you your order before Christmas in the lower 48, probably Hawaii, probably Alaska. You need to order like right now if you're in Europe to get it before Christmas. PrisonPlanet.tv is a gift you can give after the 18th and put in the stocking, put in a card, put under the tree, email to somebody with a nice e-card, you name it. But continuing on, we have a bunch of specials that will end on the 18th. That's 20% off X2 Nation Iodine. That's the big seller right now. That's a huge discount. The Good Halogen, the Essentials Pack, Survival Shield X2, Super Male, Super Female Vitality, Silver Bullet, 33% off and free shipping on all this. The Deep Cleanse Pack with Deep Cleanse, Living Defense, and Oxy Powder, 28% off. Winter Sun, the best vitamin D out there from our research, totally organic, under the tongue, sublingual, 15% off. Deep Cleanse by itself, 17% off. Wake Up a Friend Coffee Special with the free coffee mugs. That's a big discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsLife.com. Or you can simply call toll-free. We can answer all your questions. 888-253-3139. And until about 6 o'clock every night, you'll actually be talking to folks here in the InfoWars News Center, here in the InfoWars Compound, as the media calls it. But after that, it goes to a great call center we've been using for 18 years, and they pretty much have all the answers you need as well. But folks are like, I want to talk to Alex. He's like, well, he's not here. But that's a call center in Austin, Texas as well. Not in India, not in China, not in Mexico. And nothing against those folks, just that we're trying to have a few jobs here in the United States, like the coffee cups are made in America, stuff like that. That's what it all comes down to, trying to row in the same direction, trying to build this country back up. And when you purchase products, you are funding this operation that is a savage club of truth, beating the globalist over the head with it every single day. So 888-253-3139. Okay, I want to go to some more of these clips from the debate last night. This is an interesting clip from Jeb Bush. Then we'll go to another clip that I think Rand Paul really shone with last night. And I would say this was the most powerful statement of the debate coming up, where he says, well, vote for these guys if you want World War III. That clip's coming up as well. But first, this one.
Governor Bush, you called Mr. Trump unhinged when he proposed banning non-American Muslims from the United States. Why is that unhinged?
Well, first of all, we need to destroy ISIS in the caliphate. That should be our objective. The refugee issue will be solved if we destroy ISIS there, which means we need to have a no-fly zone, safe zones there for refugees, and to build a military force. We need to embed...
Back it up 5 seconds, please. When you hear no-fly zone, that means in the south and the north... And on the Mediterranean, to totally block out the Russians and the Syrians battling al-Qaeda, al-Nusra, and ISIS, all the same group. So it just sounds reasonable. Oh, let's knock out ISIS, who they sent in to destabilize. And Hillary Clinton honchoed the whole deal. And Trump's going after her for it, saying she killed hundreds of thousands of people in Syria and Libya, which she did. Again, for every bad thing Trump says, he said a couple things. He says 15 or 20 really revolutionary things. That's why I'm saying I like him, and I see him walk back statements that he says off the cuff when he's, you know, being a tough guy. Like kill the families, or we got to shut off parts of the internet to the terrorists. Those can be misconstrued, obviously, and he walks them back. Just like he says, oh, bring the refugees in. Oh, you know, it's terrible what's happened to them. And then he realizes they're not being screened, and he goes, no, don't let them in. And, oh, now you're the biggest devil in the world. I'm just trying to be fair about Trump here and not just mindlessly jump on this wolf pack, shark pack attack that is so sexy and so cause celeb. Dumb move by Rand Paul to keep attacking Donald Trump last night when he's way down in the single digits. Ted Cruz is smart, Rand. You ought to look at what he's doing. And I like you, Rand. I know you're for real. I know you're a gentleman. You started taking the gloves off last night when it came to World War III and stuff and attacks on the internet. That was a legitimate attack on Trump. But, you know, saying he's a kook and a nut and all this stuff, that's what they say about you. I mean, they want you to, you know, come out and badmouth your father. I know full well some of the folks you got working for you do that. You know, differentiate yourself from your father. Your father is George Washington material in my view. And you know that. And your dad brought you along and you believe everything your dad believes. They don't like you because they know that, Rand. They know you trying to moderate's not for real. Just be yourself. And you can become president next year. Enough of a rant on that subject. Let's go back to Jeb Bush.
Zones there for refugees and to build a military force. We need to embed our forces, our troops, inside the Iraqi military. We need to arm directly the Kurds. And all of that has to be done in concert with the Arab nations. And if we're going to ban all Muslims, how are we going to get them to be part of a coalition to destroy ISIS? The Kurds are the greatest fighting force and our strongest allies. They're Muslim. Look, this is not a serious proposal. In fact, it will push the Muslim world, the Arab world, away from us at a time when we need to re-engage with them to be able to create a strategy to destroy ISIS. So Donald, you know, is great at the one-liners, but he's a chaos candidate, and he'd be a chaos president. He would not be the commander-in-chief we need to keep our country safe.
The Bushes and the Democrats caused all the chaos. They literally caused the domino effect. It was a plan on record. Wesley Clark exposed it. Let's keep going. Or later we'll come back with Trump's response. But Trump points out, I'm the one that said 2 years ago, bomb Al-Qaeda and now ISIS is oil. I'm the one that said, you know, we've got to deal with them first and then Assad. Which, if you actually wanted to help Syria, you could argue that. It's still international war crime. You shouldn't be involved in regime changes if somebody didn't attack you. But the globalist plan is to destabilize those countries forever. Make them failed states. Iraq, Libya, Syria, Egypt. That's a crime against humanity. And the globalists want to do that to us. Turning off our power plants, jacking with our families, screwing our kids up, shipping drugs into the country. It's the admitted plan. I'm going to go to Kit Daniels, one of our Infowars.com investigative journalists and writers, to get his comment on the debates. Then we're going to go to the big kahuna clip, the one that made me start loving Rand Paul again. I got to tell you, when he said, you are a bunch of crazy World War III nuts. When they were up there, punch Putin in the nose, the Russians in the nose. Yeah, shoot their planes down. Watching these two super wimpy, Governor Kasich, Governor Christie, just stink of hypocrisy and fraud and overall buck-toothedness. I mean, they are just such slimy little interloping miscreants pushing World War III and the end of our planet. I mean, this is psycho talk. Even the most psycho killers like Hitler and Stalin, who had killed people and done all sorts of exploits, Hitler had the Congressional Medal of Honor, Iron Cross first class, folks, and second class. I mean, he was a war hero, killed a bunch of people, ran through the enemy lines. I mean, I'm not saying Hitler was a good guy, but he was super tough, got gassed twice. That's why everybody was following him in the military. Because the guy survived going between enemy lines with messages that no one had survived as long as he did. He would crawl out after being nerve gassed, refuse orders, and go back to the front. Because he was a demon. He loved war. But the point is that they have totally jacked all this where we've got weirdos like these governors up there shooting their mouths off about attacking Russians and bloodying their noses, and generals on TV saying we need lots of Russian body bags when the West is encircling Russia, attacking Russia. We're not Nazi Germany. We're not Napoleonic France. No! These people are psycho crazies. They're nuts. Not even dictators shoot their mouths off like this. This is so beyond third world. This is so embarrassing in history. Kit Daniels, your take on the situation.
Well, this whole debate is a microcosm to how the establishment is completely losing the narrative. I mean, I generally like Donald Trump. You know, as a libertarian, I do have some concerns about some things he says. But let's not lose focus on the fact that he's pulling the Overton window towards liberty. I've honestly, in research and history, I've never seen anything like this since the Revolutionary War as far as the free flow of information and how... We see a
with a super populist like Trump showing up. Sorry, go ahead. The elite don't like what he's saying or doing. He is moving the debate way back towards 1776. The needle's going from 1984 to 1776 big time right now.
Yeah, that's what they I think that's what they fear more most than him being president is the fact that he is turning the tide against the establishment by controlling the narrative. I mean, the establishment, particularly the mainstream media, no matter how much they attack him, he keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And that is a huge blow to the establishment's control over the population. And that's the mainstream media is the primary method of how they engineer consent on the world's population, the billions of people, as you and I both know, and a lot of listeners to the show both know.
Well, to give some folks some inside intel now that I've been spending a lot of time investigating Trump, not just through some of his crew and former crew, but through some other people I know that know him, they go, listen, Donald Trump's for real. He's beyond a narcissist. He literally is so positive, so aggressive. He works about 18 hours a day, weekdays. He loves reading letters. He loves doing deals. He loves looking at blueprints. He loves helicoptering around, looking at his properties. He loves rewarding staff that's good, firing staff that's bad. And he really does want America to be great, and he loves to be told how great he is, too. And he associates himself with America and nationalism, and that's why I was saying, you know, George Washington was really great. You know, he was super cool, and Trump goes, yeah, that's what they say. He just wanted to get back to Donald Trump being great. And that's not perfect, folks, but here's the deal. It's better than Hillary that wants to destroy this country and mount its head on the wall and bring in a stinking anti-human world government. That's what Bernie Sanders, that literal dirtbag, wants. That's what Jeb Bush, a dangerous crime lord, if you look into his whole past. I mean, these are dangerous, hardcore, sinister people. I know my life's in danger every time I shoot my mouth off about them because they might just pull the trigger. I mean, the Bushes do not play games, folks. Okay, they are hardcore. They make, you know, people like drug lords in Mexico and stuff look like wimps. I mean, they've taken this country over. They run things with the Clintons who work for them. Now, are the Clintons double-crossing them at this point? I don't know. But they are serious. And so Trump might end up getting elected and might be horrible. Probably not, though, my gut tells me, if we put pressure on him in a good way. But we know what we've got with these globalist crime lords, Kit Daniels.
Yeah, you remember that movie from the 1980s, Weekend at Bernie's, I think it was called, where
yes.
They were taking around this dead body and pretending he's alive? That's Jeb Bush campaign right now. I mean, today I'll get online in the coffee shop, and I look at the articles, and there's one, I think, The Hill that wrote that in the lead sentence, it's like, Jeb Bush won the debate. And then I see other articles saying kind of the same thing. It's almost like I have to question maybe the Bush campaign's paying off these reporters to write these articles as, you know, public relations.
Sure, 3 points in most polls. You had some of the biggest applauses. They even packed that with the GOP National controlling it. And the GOP National said, we don't care what Trump does. We don't care what anybody else does. We will deliver the delegates to Jeb Bush no matter what. Well, we're going to expose that and fight that. We're not going to wait till they try to do that on midnight, the night of the primary. We're going to expose it right now, you snot-nosed, fascist collaborating rats. You anti-free market filth. You Rockefeller minions.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Riders on the storm. Riders on the storm. Into this house we're born. Into this world we're thrown. Like a dog without a bone.
Here is part of the incredible exchange with Christine Kasich and Rand Paul. And this is the most powerful exchange of the night. Rand Paul, I think, pretty much wins the debate, Trump in second place, because of this statement right here about World War III. Remember, we're attacking Russia, blowing up Ukraine. Russia just responds very calmly, very lovingly, with sanctions against Turkey and stuff. Well, while our leaders say, let's kill Russians. I mean, this is foaming at the mouth, bloodthirsty piranha behavior that you see out of ISIS. Here it is.
Foreign policy, you have to know how to pick and choose. There's no way, if Saddam had not had weapons of mass destruction, I would have gone. Because I don't believe that U.S. should be involved directly in civil wars. I opposed the U.S. involvement in Lebanon. We ended up having to withdraw our Marines after our barracks were blown up. There's a difference between Iraq, where you have Sunni, Shia, and Kurds put together after First World War by the Western powers. It doesn't work. It needs to break up into three parts. And finally, you, in regard to Syria, understand that Assad is an ally of Iran who wants to extend that Shia radicalism all the way across the Middle East. He has to go. And for the Russians, frankly, it's time that we punch the Russians in the nose. They've gotten away with too much in this world, and we need to stand up against them, not just there, but also in Eastern Europe, where they threaten some of our most precious allies.
Let's continue with Russia right now. We have another question from Facebook. Listen and
watch. Our elites are mentally ill.
My name is Ashley Toffel. Ms. Fiorina, in November, you said that you would not talk to Vladimir Putin after you were elected because you would be communicating from a position of weakness. Do you believe that it is feasible to not communicate with another world leader, and do you think that that also is a sign of weakness?
Ms. Fiorina, as you know, U.S. and Russian warplanes are flying all over Syria right now. With so many lives on the line, is this a good time for the United States not to talk to Putin?
I didn't say I would cut off all communication with Putin. What I said was, as President of the United States, now is not the time to talk with him. Reagan walked away at Reykjavik. There is a time and a place for everything. There is a time and a place for talk, and there is a time and a place for action. I know Vladimir Putin. He respects strength. He lied to our president's face, didn't bother to tell him about warplanes and troops going into Syria. We need to speak to him from a position of strength. So as commander-in-chief, I will not speak to him until we've set up that no-fly zone, until we've gathered our Sunni Arab allies and begun to deny ISIS territory, until I've called the supreme leader of Iran and told him, New deal. We, the United States of America, are going to cut off the money flow, which we can do, which we don't need anyone's permission or collaboration to do. And I will not speak to him personally until we rebuilt the sixth legal unit right under his nose, rebuilt the missile defense program in Poland right under his nose, and conducted a few military exercises in the Baltic states. And let us remember one other thing.
Is that really Caitlin Jenner?
Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama are responsible for the growth of ISIS because they precipitously withdrew from Iraq in 2011 against the advice of every single general and for political expediency.
Oh, it was great to go into Iraq and destabilize the whole thing. Break it in three parts was the plan.
Governor,
it's all a plan.
If the U.S. imposed a no-fly zone over Syria and a Russian plane encroached, invaded that no-fly zone, would you be prepared to shoot down that Russian plane and risk war with Russia?
Not only are we prepared to do it, I would do it.
And John.
A no-fly zone means a no-fly zone.
Wolf, that's what it means. See, maybe...
No red in the refrigerator means no red in the refrigerator.
I just have this kind of plain language hang up. But I would make very clear, I would not talk to Vladimir Putin. In fact, I would talk to Vladimir Putin a lot. And I'd say to him, listen, Mr. President, there's a no-fly zone in Syria. You fly in, it applies to you. And yes, we would shoot down the planes of Russian pilots.
Because you're gone.
If in fact they were stupid enough to think that this president was the same feckless weakling that the president we have in the Oval Office.
You make good points with that. The neocons are running this operation. We'll be back, folks, with Rand Paul's response. Second hour, 70 seconds away.
GCNLive.com today.